Brayhead Clan lose 3-2 to Sheffield Steelers tonight at a packed Brayhead Arena. With me is Scott Arson. Scott, just can you sum that up, sum that game up for me, please?
It's frustrating. You know, anytime you lose at home, it's always frustrating. You want to put on a good show for the fans, and you don't want to give up too many home games throughout the year. And, you know, we had a great crowd out there again tonight. And, you know, a couple bounces here or there. I mean, a one-goal game, it can change things. And, you know, we didn't win some battles at the end, and I think that cost us. And they ended up scoring the go-ahead goal there in the third, and that was the difference, I think, in the game. And, you know, we got to be better in the third period.
It seemed like momentum was going Brayhead's way after Joe Cullen had equalised, and then it seemed like out of the blue, Stephen Meyer had scored their winner. You done so well to get it back to 2-2. What's that like to see another one going at the other end?
It can be a bit deflating, especially when you get the equaliser yourself. Your team gets the equaliser. You know, you get some momentum going, and you know, you get one against at home, against a team that, you know, they play pretty tight through the neutral zone, so it's tough to get anything going offensively. And you know, it can be a bit deflating when you get your momentum going again, and they kind of crush it back down a bit. But you know, good teams, you know, got to find a way to respond to that type of adversity. And unfortunately, we just didn't have an extra push, and I don't think. And you know, we had some chances, but they didn't seem to go in for us.
We talked about adversity there. Brayhead were able to do that earlier in the season, turn negatives into positives. Don't seem to be finding the luck right now. What do you put that down to?
Well, you know, hockey can be a strange game sometimes, and you know, it can be a bit of a bugger, but things equal out throughout the year. And you know, where we did get some bounces maybe earlier on when we were shorthanded and battling through injuries, we seem to have a pretty full lineup, and you know, we're not getting the bounces we'd hope for sometimes. But I mean, you create your own bounces through hard work, and we just gotta, you know, put that one behind us and look ahead to tomorrow and come out with a full 60 minutes of hard work, I think.
That's what it comes down to, isn't it? A full 60 minutes. Do you think the team come out with that tonight?
I don't think we quite had the full 60. We had a lot of good periods, and you know, a lot of great shifts out there. I thought the second we were really good overall, but like I said, again, against good teams like Sheffield, you know, you got to play a pretty full 60 minutes in order to get the result you want. And you know, I don't think tonight we're quite there.
All the tabletop and games are coming all at once tomorrow. You're up in Dundee. They've won at Belfast tonight. I don't think you know that. So that's a big win for them. It's another four-pointer, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a huge game. Dundee's been one of those teams that we've battled with all year. They're in our conference. They're always at the top of the table. And, you know, it's another test for us. We got to put this one behind us and get a 2 points on the weekend tomorrow with a big win in Dundee. And they're going to be obviously riding high after beating Belfast. So we got to be ready to play for sure.
Thanks very much, Scott.
Thanks, Craig.